The president says he's keeping a promise. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A long-awaited decision on student loans is out, forgiving $10,000 in debt for borrowers earning less than $125,000 a year or families earning less than $250,000. And those with Pell Grants, undergrads with greater financial need, can have up to $20,000 in debt relief.
Now, a lot of unanswered questions, including how exactly the White House just made a claim that this could actually have a neutral, if not deficit-reducing impact. That goes against what a lot of experts are saying. But the bigger question is also on what authority the president's able to do this. Speaker Pelosi said last year that the president can delay or postpone repayments, but the ability to actually cancel debt rests with Congress.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady.
I don't believe this is legal. Look, the president is trying to use taxpayers as a personal campaign slush fund, and it's wrong.
The president's also facing criticism from some Democrats who want more relief. He plans a formal announcement next hour. After 6 months of war in Ukraine, Russia still claims it's fighting Nazis and that Ukraine is hurting its own people.
The people see and understand this, hence the treatment of Russian soldiers as liberators, which is widespread in the liberated territories.
Russia's ambassador to the UN through a translator. The U.S. ambassador at the same Security Council meeting says the world will never recognize Russia's effort to change Ukraine's borders by force. The latest U.S. aid package for Ukraine, nearly $3 billion in weapons and equipment.
President Biden announced the package in a statement marking Ukraine's Independence Day, writing, "The day is bittersweet for many Ukrainians, with thousands killed or wounded and millions displaced." But the president says 6 months of relentless attacks have only strengthened Ukrainians' pride.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The suspect in a deadly Atlanta shooting spree stays behind bars for now.
Raisa Kingye is the woman police in Atlanta say shot two people to death and left a third hospitalized. She is staying in jail, says the judge.
In light of the top count of murder, I am precluded by our delegation order from setting bond for you.
Kingye had previously filed lawsuits against a former employer claiming she was retaliated against and that her condo's management company broke into her unit to steal evidence. One of the victims was a former colleague of Kinye's. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The district police chief in Uvalde, Texas, could become the first officer to lose his job over the response to the school massacre that left 19 children and two teachers dead while hundreds of officers waited inside and outside of Robb Elementary School. The school board will decide later today on Pete Arredondo's future. He's been on administrative leave since June. A new aviation record is set by a teenager.
17-year-old Mac Rutherford sets a new world record, becoming the youngest person to complete a solo flight around the world in a small plane. The Belgian-British teen landing his Shark ultralight aircraft in Bulgaria Wednesday, some 5 months after he took off. He takes the age record from Travis Ludlow of Britain, 18 at the time of his flight. Rutherford had already broken one record, youngest pilot in the world at 15, but he isn't his family's only record breaker. Sister Zara, who previously held the ultralight record, set the record back in January for youngest woman to fly solo around the world. It may come as no surprise, but mom and dad are also pilots. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Stocks are higher, but not as high as they had been earlier. Right now, the Dow's up only about 17 points. The S&P is slightly higher. Oil prices have been slipping, but still over $93 a barrel. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.